In Denver, the American Civil Liberties Union is taking the police to court for keeping files on thousands of political activists. The records have been kept for nearly half a century on people who, in many cases, have no connection to real or suspected crimes. The discovery of the files is at a time when law enforcement is being given more power to gather intelligence on civilians. That's led many Denver residents to question firsthand the balance of civil liberties and public safety. Andrea Dukakis reports.
It's the local version of a good spy novel. A year ago, Stephen Nash was at the Human Bean Coffee Shop, a gathering place for Denver activists. He was attending a monthly meeting of Amnesty International.
The owner of the cafe had a manila envelope that was sealed with my name on it and said that this had been dropped off anonymously.
He didn't pay much attention at first.
But my wife did. She opened it up. She pushed it under my nose there, and I could see that it was this computer printout from the Denver Police Department with myself as the subject.
The printout has his address, the car he drives, his height, weight, and eye color, and date of birth. It lists demonstrations he's attended and his membership in several groups, some that are labeled in the file criminal extremist, including the American Friends Service Committee, a group that won the Nobel Peace Prize. Nash was astounded.
You know, I don't have any kind of criminal history. You know, even my skiing wouldn't really rate extremist.
Nash wasn't alone. Eventually, Denver residents learned police were keeping files on more than 3,000 people from all sides of the political spectrum and had been collecting this kind of information since the 1950s. Suddenly, it seemed like everyone in Denver was wondering if their neighbor, their coworker, or their brother might have a police file. The Denver police won't comment on the case, but a former police chief and now candidate for mayor, Ari Zavaris, defends the intelligence work. For one, he says it protects people with controversial opinions. He points to Alan Berg, the inflammatory Denver radio personality who was assassinated by a white supremacist group in 1984.
He hadn't done anything wrong. He hadn't been involved, certainly, in any sort of criminal acts. He was actually the target. He would have been in the files.
Zavaris says the information in Berg's file helped lead police to people who had threatened Berg in the past and ultimately to his murderers. Denver police officer David Neal has served on the intelligence unit. He says another reason police need the information is to plan for protests and demonstrations. He says police actually call up organizers before events to find out what's happening.
Are you going to have a demonstration that's going to spill out into the streets of Broadway? Are you going to have a demonstration that is going to sit down in the middle of the street in order to stop traffic? Try to give us some insight so that we can prepare too.
But the ACLU and other civil rights groups say police should be focusing on criminals, not peaceful citizens. Mark Silverstein is another person with a file at the police department. He's also an attorney with the ACLU of Colorado. Silverstein is concerned the existence of these files will deter innocent people from political protest.
People are going to feel less free to do that if they fear that by doing so, they're going to wind up in a police file. Especially if they fear that they're going to wind up in a police file falsely branded as a criminal extremist, and that these files may be disseminated who knows where.
But even some activists named in the file say the ACLU's case against police may not find a sympathetic jury. They say concern for homeland security may mean people are more willing now than ever to sacrifice some civil liberties. The case is currently in federal court. The ACLU has twice offered to drop the case if the city agrees to strict limits on intelligence gathering. But the city of Denver has said no. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Dukakis in Denver.